One other question I would have would be, given the fact that she has an ESR mutation, are there any drugs in development specifically for patients with ESR mutations? And another question, which this patient has always asked me about, again, being a young woman who's medically savvy, is the role of checkpoint inhibitors for her. Because basically, as far as I see it, she's PD-L1 negative, microsatellite stable, and with a low mutational burden. So I've told her, as far as I can tell for right now, there's no role for a checkpoint inhibitor for you, but she's aware of the implications that could be there if immunotherapy was an option for her. So I know she asked Dr. Tolaney about some emerging options for her.
So I think starting out with the question about the role of immunotherapy in metastatic ER-positive disease, I think the data to date has not been very encouraging. So we know from one of the KEYNOTE trials that looked at the use of pembrolizumab in PD-L1 positive metastatic ER-positive disease, the objective response rate was 12% to pembro monotherapy. We know from data looking from the JAVELIN trial that looked at avelumab monotherapy that the objective response rate was only 2 to 3%. So I think the take-home message is that checkpoint inhibitors alone don't have much activity in ER-positive disease. I think these tumors tend to have low TILs. They tend to be less immune-rich. So I think most of the work being done in this setting has been trying to augment the immune response by giving drugs in combination. So there are trials ongoing that are combining checkpoint inhibition with chemotherapy for ER-positive disease. There's a trial ongoing combining radiation with immunotherapy. And there's actually some very interesting data looking at CDK4/6 inhibitors in combination with checkpoint inhibition, as it looks like they may have synergistic activity. So I think there's a lot of work ongoing, but certainly outside the setting of a clinical trial, I don't use checkpoint inhibitors unless, they were MSI high.
And any specific new drugs for ESR1 mutations?
So there are actually a lot of very interesting oral SERDs that are in development. We know fulvestrant certainly can work in ESR1 mutations, but now there are oral agents that are also being studied. And I think some of them look quite promising. Having given some of these agents, I've been a little surprised with the fact that they do have some toxicity, more so than I've experienced with fulvestrant. Some of these agents have some GI tox, and so they're early on in development, but I think encouraging.
Salfie referred to this patient's tumor mutation burden and PD-L1 status. Sarah, are those clinically relevant in a patient with breast cancer? How often do you see people with breast cancer with high PD-1 or tumor mutation burdens? And does that make you think about a checkpoint inhibitor?
So all of the data to date in breast cancer suggests that PD-L1 positivity does not predict benefit to immunotherapy, although most of that data all comes from the triple negative setting. From the KEYNOTE trial that looked at pembro monotherapy and metastatic triple negative disease, the response rates were the same in PD-L1 negative and PD-L1 positive. That was also true in the trials that combined chemotherapy with immunotherapy, that PD-L1 positivity did not predict for response. So at this point in time, we can't say that it does. In terms of the tumor mutational burden, I think there's some very interesting emerging data to suggest that that may have some prediction. So I think we don't have enough data at this time to say, but I know there's a lot of ongoing work and some of the preliminary data does look encouraging. I think TILs is also another thing that seems to potentially predict response, and that's something, again, that's getting looked at.
This concludes the first CD. For more from visiting professors, please turn to the second CD.